Watch, sledgehammer-wielding smash-and-grab thieves hit Beverly Hills jewelry store, police say. By Nick Gilbertson on March 24, 2022. Police said a group of thieves carried out a smash-and-grab robbery at a Beverly Hills jewelry store Tuesday afternoon, snatching what the store owners say was between $3 to $5 million worth of merchandise, KBC reports. Watch below. Police stated about five assailants carried out the robbery at Luxury Jewels of Beverly Hills, located at the intersection of Charleville Boulevard and South Beverly Hills Drive just before 2 p.m., per the outlet. The suspects, all believed to be men based on preliminary investigation efforts, looked to be carrying sledgehammers and broke the store's front window before snatching items on display and fleeing the scene, according to authorities. Shocking video of the incident, captured by bystanders, shows the assailants reaching through the broken front window, grabbing goods, and fleeing, KNBC reports. Police said the suspects used a stolen car to get to the scene but ditched it after their robbery, per KBC. Police said the getaway vehicle was a white Audi, KTLA noted. Some of the suspects donned hoodies, sweats, and surgical-style masks, per police. They said these factors would make it all the more difficult to find the suspects, according to KNBC. The store owners told KBC that the group made off with between $3 million, $5 million worth of merchandise, including a necklace valued at $500,000. Wesley Aframian, from the jewelry store next to Luxury Jewels of Beverly Hills, heard the disturbance taking place and rushed out of the store in an attempt to stop the individuals, KBC reported. Aframian told the outlet, "I look outside, I see, there are five guys with sledgehammers, axes, hammers, they're banging on the window. And you know, we're a jewelry store, they're a jewelry store. We're good friends with them. They're very good people. I just reacted and tried to stop them. I have won a nice kick, he lost his balance, he was falling over, and he started running. I pushed him on the street. He dropped a couple of the watches I was able to recover." All of the assailants made it past Aframian. Beverly Hills Police Department Chief Mark Stainbrook released a statement on the incident, noting that he is willing to discuss with any person or group the reality of the current regional crime situation. The statement said that the department is immediately adding a camera trailer, extra security patrols, and extra special watch from officers to South Beverly Drive, while simultaneously working to hire new officers and implement the latest technologies to enhance city safety. "The city and department also need the help of the district attorney's office and our state legislators," the statement continued.